And we are on the fly today, a beautiful Tuesday at the Pioneer Airport here at AirVenture 2022. We have a little surprise for you today, and that is we're doing a venue which we don't often get out to, but it's exciting to come and meet with a very important part of AirVenture, and that is KidVenture. Now, that is at Pioneer Airport now. It used to be over on the main grounds, but now it's here at the Pioneer Airport, and it's a great facility. And we have Dan Mica, who is the EA director, is an EA director and the chairman of KidVenture, and also chairman Matt Midvig is here as well. Matt and Dan, welcome. Thank you for allowing us to come and talk to you today.
Well, welcome to KidVenture. This is an activity that's occurred for since 1999. And we've been growing exponentially ever since we started. We started with 50 volunteers, and now we have 450 volunteers. And the first year we expected 500 kids and 2,000 showed up. And now we've got about 2,000, or we have about 20,000 kids and parents come through here during the week. So it's a fabulous testimony to my volunteers and the idea that we have to pass on these skills to the next generation. What we try to do here is offer them activities that they might not have the opportunity to experience in their local area or even their local airport. Not everyone has an aviation person in their family to tell them or show them. So we have over 20 activities, 22 activities that encompass all forms of aviation, from simulators flying F-16s to building wing ribs and shaping propellers and learning to rivet. All of this is to expose them to different career paths that they might take, because it's not all about being a pilot. There are many different activities that you can occur as a aviation enthusiast that are very valuable careers. We have a lot of aviation technology. We teach them how to take apart aircraft engines and borescope with companies like Bombardier, Boeing. We have Vans Aircraft in here teaching the kids how to rivet. We have Hartzell Propeller teaching the kids how to make and shape propellers and how they work. So with this corporate sponsorship and partnership, we've been very successful. So
it's quite crowded today. It's very active over here. And for the folks that may be listening and are at the main grounds, they could easily miss KidVenture because it's off the beaten path. Why don't you tell people how they can get out here?
Yeah, if you go to the bus terminal, you can jump on the museum bus or the KidVenture bus. It'll drop you off at our front gates. Just walk across the helicopter runway here from the museum and just come on over. We're 9 o'clock in the morning till 3:30 through the week. Sunday is the only day we close early. It's at 2 o'clock, but the rest of the time we'll be out here. KidVenture's free. All the activities are free, and it's a great time.
Yeah. So we're going to take a deep dive in this hour into what goes on out here, and some really neat stuff for the kids and the parents too. You know, plus you've got food, concessions, you know, all the normal venue things. But let's talk about the history of the organization some. How we got here, it started out, as you said, small. Let's just talk about the progression. Whose idea was it to start it? And once it started, whose idea was it to move it to a bigger venue and make it even bigger and better?
Well, when I came on the EA board of directors in 1997, Greg Anderson asked me to do something for families so that the families could bring their children and see what was happening back then is they would leave the kids with grandma or grandpa and then they'd come up here for a day. And what we wanted to do is make it a family event, because EA has always been about family. And so he said, I want you to come up with something, because I was a educator. I taught chemistry for 38 years. And he said, figure out what you can do. You know, that was my direction. And so I said, okay, I'll do it for 1 year. And that was that was a long time ago. And
it's funny how that works.
So, yeah. But we started in a tent next to the Eagle Hangar, and it only went from Wednesday to Sunday because they had a gathering party there on Tuesdays. So what had to happen after the party, we had to take the tables down. My volunteers had to physically move the tables out and set up the booths for KidVenture overnight and be ready to operate the next morning. And that was exciting. But we accomplished it. And then as it grew and grew and showed that it was more popular and successful, then they gave us a huge tent, a 210-foot tent, where we had all of our activities in there. And then Tom Poberesny said, well, you know, you're so successful, we need to give you your own area. So he sent us over to Pioneer here because we have three hangars here that we can use. So we've got about 20,000 square feet of indoor space, and we've got about 5 acres of outside space. So that's what Matt and I have been doing. We've been putting all of the activities here, and this is its home now.
And it doesn't look like it's going to go anyplace because the facility is perfect for what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. It's safe for the kids. There's no traffic out here, and it's a good destination with the buses.
Yeah. So, Matt, let's dig into some real nuts and bolts. You said you have 22 different things that you do here. What are they?
So we've got the activities on the outside, because we originally, all the activities that we had that counted towards the goals and the things that we were trying to do were in the hangar. And then with COVID last year, we wanted to space it out a little bit to get some more room and let people space out, so we weren't just kind of bunched up in one area. So we've got a control line out here. We've got radio controlled airplanes. We've got the Rise Above with the Tuskegee Airmen out here signing autographs. There's a video that they have. The FAA is here doing weight and balance. We build wing ribs, shave props out of blocks of wood. In the hangar, we've got a rivet booth where you can rivet together your own name badge. Collins Aerospace is in there building little simulated ram air turbines that the kids get to take with them when they leave. We've got a radio booth that was actually designed and created by one of the kids that had grown up in KidVenture. So really proud of that. Levi Zima has that he's out there with. We have Parker Wheels and Brakes are there. Air traffic control. Boeing, like Dan was saying, is doing the rocket building. We have Bombardier, two different booths. They have the electronics booth where they're teaching about circuits. They have an engine booth, so they're showing how does the engine operate, how does it run. We have Siemens in there. They've got a really cool display just showing latest electronics and whatnot. And then moving on to the United States Air Force. We're building rockets. Also here, we've got a Gemini mock-up that the kids can sit in and play in there. Drone flying, all sorts of things. Coloring as well.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, the kids could easily spend a whole day out here.
Several.
Many kids come back day after day because they can't complete all the activities in one day because they want to get as many as is required so they can get that tool set.
Awesome. Well, Matt, you have organized some cool people for us to talk to here over the next hour. And so with that, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. So you said 450 volunteers now, is that right?
Yeah.
So and some of that, you know, started quite a while ago. We're talking about many, many years ago. And now we have a point where we have the parents and the kids volunteering here as well. And maybe they came through here as kids at KidVenture. And we have a mom and daughter team, right, going to talk to us here shortly. And then we talked about the RC radio control on the Pioneer Airport out here. When do they fly?
Pretty much the whole time KidVenture's open. So from 8 to 3:30, they'll be out there flying.
So they're out there flying right now.
Correct, yep.
All right. And we're gonna talk to Bill Lund about that here in a little while. And then you have this cool B-25 stuff going on. Just give us a preview of what we're gonna talk about later on in that segment.
So the B-25 simulator is right behind us here in the hangar, and it's each station that the kids jump into, either you're flying the airplane and they have a computer screen in front of you, so you can see what you're doing. If you're in a gunner position and you're shooting at, you know, an enemy, you can see the tracers go out. So each different position has a different screen to simulate what that actually is in the aircraft. So it's a lot of fun. They become a crew because they have to coordinate between each other.
And the kids actually built that.
Wow.
Out in Colorado. There was an EA chapter on Colorado. They spent 3 or 4 years building it, and then they brought it out here. It's
very cool.
Quite spectacular.
Well, we're going to hear all about that in our fourth segment this hour. Guys, thank you for filling us in on the generals, and we're excited about what's next with some deep dive into KidVenture. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at Pioneer Airport, and specifically KidVenture today. You're listening to EAA Radio.